We've been discussing music on these past two episodes, how it needs to be an important part of our lives, how it helps us with exercising, especially how it helps us to lower stress, how it can help us escape sometimes. I was also thinking about how it helps us connect with God. Do you notice how sometimes in church, the music, it can connect you directly to Jesus in a way that sometimes the sermons can't? For most of my life, I had a real problem singing in church. I know I probably sing off key and I don't want to ruin the song. Sometimes I don't know all the words. I'm trying to work past that, but I do love listening to music in church. It helps me to feel the presence of Jesus. I enjoy watching the faces of the people in the choir, or the musical groups, or the soloist, or the musicians playing their instrument. I can see their love of Jesus in their faces as they sing and as they play the songs. In my church, we stand for every song that's being sung. And I live in Nashville, so music is a big thing here. And that musical part of the service, it's so entertaining. It's wonderful, but it's pretty long, and an old guy like me gets tired standing so long. But I enjoy it so much because it gives me a time to think about how much I love Jesus, how much God has done for me in my life, especially this year. It's amazing to me the talent that God gave to the people who can sing and play. What a wonderful gift from God. And then those that use that talent to praise God and the joy you can see on their faces, it makes me remember and think of the joy that I have in my personal relationship with Jesus. Joy, comfort, safety, peace, it's all there when you give your life to Jesus. If there's anybody listening to the podcast today, if you haven't done that yet, what are you waiting for? It will change your life in so many positive ways. I'm not saying life's going to be easier. In fact, it'll probably get harder after you decide to walk with Jesus. But you will have a friend who will never, ever forsake you in this life or the next. Giving your life to Jesus ensures that He will support you through the troubled times. He will give you forgiveness. He will give you comfort. He will give you peace, and He will give you everlasting life. If you haven't already given your life to Jesus, please do it real soon. You don't know what the future holds. There may not be any time left. Walk into any church and tell the first person you meet that you're lost and you need Jesus to help you find your way. You're going to put a smile on their face. You'll probably make a friend for life, and they'll introduce you to someone who already loves you, knows everything about you. His name is Jesus. He knows your troubles. He knows the bad things you've done. He's been watching your life and he's never lost his love for you. He suffered and died on the cross so that your sins can be forgiven. Think about how deep that love is. Let him shower you with that love, that comfort, that safety, that peace. And let him walk with you through this life and the next. I'll talk with you again next week. And for the Web Radio Today podcast, I'm Skip Oram. Bye, everybody.